Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to every voice and sing, till it did heaven ring, ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high, burning the loud as the Lord see ya.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. How y'all doing this morning on this Veterans Day? It is Veterans Day, and we're going to talk about that too. Since y'all being all bamboozled and stuff, and I left my book about some of the black veterans and what they did, but it's all right. We're going to talk about it anyway. And I hope that some of the black veterans call in. I don't care what color they are, just especially the black veterans, that they call in and we talk sometime and stuff like that. Because we are going to salute our veterans. I don't know what nobody else is doing. You just had Norris songs. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Y'all know about that song, don't you? But we're going to talk about Veterans Day, and we talk about a lot of stuff today. Wherever you are in the country, in Chicago, it's 31 degrees, and I came out dressed like I'm thinking it was 56. But I'll be all right because the show is warm in the studio. When it get cold, y'all, I told y'all, because my house will be, I get upset. And I get upset because my gas bill going to go up, and I just know it, because they already went up. They were the commissioner to try to get some more. But let's get down to business here, y'all. It's a lot to unpack today. We got to talk about the veterans. That's a must. And we got to talk about what happened. You know, Mama D had told me about what had happened with Emma, and I followed it from then on to see what was going on. And we're going to talk about even more on the other side because I know y'all going to talk about it. But what happened to Emma was a disgrace. But it tells you something. And I got to get more information on this alderman. I don't know if he's naturalized or whether he's a first generation or what. But that was kind of what he did to China. I mean, that was kind of a dictatorship. You know, it's like, let me first of all say on this independent, on Veterans Day, that from the beginning of time, black folks, black men, black folks have fought in every war this country have ever had. And it's probably only blacks and white Anglo-Saxons who've done that. And they fought, and we have a constitution. And I don't even think they teach the children the constitution anymore. We had to do the preamble. We had to do the pledge. Had to do all that stuff, become patriots. I am a black patriot, regardless of what y'all might think, or what you might think. Because if you're not a black patriot of this country, then I want to know who are you patriotic to. Maybe you need to go live in that country that you have a patriotism to and see what will let you in without a visa. And that's how we messing up here in this country as a people and feeling like victims. We've been so victimized that we cannot build and we cannot do anything but what they tell us to do. And I'm going to get into more. I was reading something the other day where they saying that they use folks as useful idiots. And that's something you need to, we're going to talk about that. You're a useful idiot. And that will tell you why they're not throughout this country. while them black congressmen are beating on the door and this and hollering about this, hollering about that. You don't see them talking about that they're in their districts. These schools are turning out useful idiots and function illiterate. They think that if they literally, they're functionally illiterate, they can use them easily with their emotions. And as part of the org, I was just been doing some studying, and as part of the, even Saul Alinsky used that, and y'all don't know, some of y'all followed him, the Saul Alinsky model, and I know y'all did. Even he used the phrase useful idiots. And when you, he might have coined it, I don't know, somebody can tell me, but they go get folks, and they use them. And that's the sad thing. But in this country, and since it's Veterans Day, in this country, we don't have a democracy. We're not a democratic society. We're not a democratic society. We're a republic. And a republic means, what does that mean? Do y'all know what a republic means? You have representative government. And we're probably one of the only republic in this. And our government is probably the only republic. You got, because we didn't want to be like the, when America was formed, it didn't want to be like the Queen of England and all them other folks. So that's why they came up with representative government, because they were fighting the high taxes of England and all of that. And it looked like we back to it, and they want dictatorship. A republic's supposed to be that you have representative government, and that government's supposed to be other people, by the people, and for the people, on the local level where the people had elected their representative. And I'm saying that today because we're going to get into that whole election of representation. What does it mean and why we in trouble? So we're not supposed to be a dictatorship. We're supposed to, on the local level, and each government, each state, represent the there are people. You got your congressman, you got your state, your federal, your local, your county. And those people and their districts and all are broken up into certain areas, and those people are supposed to represent you. You have to tell me, do you think you're being represented? Federal, state, city, wherever. Or have we eased into without realizing it a dictatorship? We're not supposed to be a dictatorship. They're supposed to be following and working for us. Now, those are your tax dollars, but somehow or another, people get in office and begin to think that's their piggy bank, and that's they do what they want to do with. They pick and they choose, and they use it like a plantation. I think it was Tim Black who coined the thing, the word plantation politics. And progressive back then, the progressive so-called, a lot of them were socialists, I didn't know it, but a lot of them, what would this stuff are, and you got a bunch of socialists in our city government who don't believe in representative government, or don't believe in the republic, because they don't pledge allegiance to the republic, but we just stand one nation under God. They don't do that. They come in, a lot of them, to just change and take over. Have you seen all these different flags running around this country right now? Even the people coming across the border with their flags flying. We having an invasion. And they're not coming in legally so they can pledge allegiance to the flag. They don't even know that. Because when they come through and they're naturalized, there are certain things they have to know and they have to do. But they pledge allegiance to the country from which they say they hate. But you never hear them criticizing the country they left. So why would you come to a country that you hate and don't say nothing about your country? Evidently, your country was so bad, you came to the country that was well established when you got here. And you got black folks, not all, and you're using some of our people as useful idiots. That's how I see that congresswoman Bush, whatever her name, she's screaming and hollering and never talk about what's going on for the education of her children. Any of myself that's standing with something else and not dealing with the issues that we have here. I tell you, Rashid Tlaib, her allegiance is to her country, and her country is not America, but yet she's sitting in Congress. And you have a lot of people like that, a lot of people all over government in this country, and not only in the government, but in NGOs, different things, that they think that they run this country, and they do not pledge allegiance to the United States of America, which means they think you are useful idiots, black folks. That's why we're celebrating Veterans Day, because we do pledge allegiance to America. Now, I don't care if none of y'all call me back no more, and y'all, some of y'all out there, and what gets to me, when I hear some of these people, where are you going? They're the main ones, and then people my age teaching these children, still out here fighting for these children to be educated so that we can get us some more scientists. As Dr. Hill said, get some more in the pipeline. The pipeline is dry, and that's because we never felt like we was victims. We know we was victorious. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, we knew that we would be all right, and we could turn out scientists, and we could build schools, and we can build hospitals. We can make colleges. We can invent stuff, most of the stuff that they're using right now. But they make you turn, oh, no, we came from kings and queens and this and that. Oh, fine. I'm not knocking that. You did. But you also came from some black people who, in spite of what was going on, didn't feel victimized but victorious. And if they keep a person feeling victimized, they can make them into useful idiots. And you just a useful idiot that do holler and scream. And you say, why are you screaming? I don't like it. What you don't like? I don't know. I just don't like it. Look, you either be constructive or destructive. And if you get a group of people who cannot read and cannot write and dealing with and they just being emotionalized and being emotionalized through your TikTok and all that mess, you know, all this stuff they got, you just emotionalize through playing them games and make you hype up. Just listening to folks tell me, we said the man, but we used to say the man, we understood what the man was. And we wanted to make America live up to its creed. That's what Dr. King said. But these folks, we're being invaded. There's a whole army of men. And another group coming across the border today. And the dictatorship says that the 115th Street and Halsted people don't have a right to build or misuse housing and businesses out there on that lot that the illegal immigrants who just came across that border have a right to take the property. And $9,000 a month and all that. They got that free, but all the other stuff they building, all the people in this country legally who live on the west side, over there in Brighton Park, wherever they are, down there, they don't have a right. They got put out of the chambers. But yet, we're supposed to have representative government. There's something going on in this country. When you see them Negroes up there hollering and screaming like a fool for something they don't understand, when their children can't read and write, when Gus Savage was in Congress, God rest his soul, he fought for contracts for black folks, and he got them too. You're in there to represent your people. If you're in a local level, then you're supposed to fight for the resources for the community that you represent. If you're in the state, you fight. If you're in the county, wherever you are, you go because you're on welfare, taking taxpayers' dollars just like the welfare, anybody else. You can't say they pay you to represent them. You get there, not everybody. That's why I want to commend, Stephanie and all of them. Excuse me to call you Stephanie, Alderman Coleman, and the ones who stood up. But what I got confused by, when Emma said, I ain't going to vote, I'm not going to vote to censor him, and it's all right. I wouldn't have hugged that sucker, pushed him back. He only was trying to save himself because here again, they're coming from these socialist and dictator countries. Now, these socialists is that the people are supposed to be at the bottom, and then you put somebody at the top who live like a king and queen and tell you what to do, and you're right here begging for stuff. What this alderman did He not only pushed Emma, I was looking at the 11th Ward Alderman, and she said that he told her, now listen to this, an elected the city council have home rule. The committeemen, you got separation of state from executive and the legislative branch. The committeemanship is supposed to be decided on by the alderman. Well, most of them, you know. They can't have them without the alderman to vote. They could get together like they divided. They divided up before anybody got in, but then they got scared. And he told 11 Ward Alderman, you go in there and make a quorum. Don't you come for no zoning matters in your ward. Who the world is he? That's that dictatorship mess they bringing over here. And she was scared, but she went in. But that's the kind of physical abuse a dictator do. I told you not to come in here. Get back. So my question to you, from the federal level on down to the local level, are we living in a dictatorship? This is a republic. This is Veterans Day. Veterans died for us to be free. And black folks, stop marching and waving other folks' flags. Your flag is the American flag. Now, if you want the red, black, and green, that's your business. I'm not going to knock that. Marcus Garvey gave us the red, black, and green. And if you look at all this stuff in the Middle East, everywhere you see red, black, and green, all that mess. Marcus Garvey was a Jamaican, but he didn't get a Jamaican the red, black, and green flag. But I owe here to the red, black, and green. I'm not going to knock it. But this makes no sense. So then they got you feeling so victim that you can't come together to protect your own community. Now, if you look around everywhere, all these folks who come here, I'm going to take a break in 2 minutes. Okay, because I got to go on break, y'all. I'm going to try to do this and go come back in 2 minutes. But if you look around and you see all these people coming over here, I think don't put them in no tent. Most of them are not asylum seekers. Asylum means that you're coming from somewhere. The Haitians are asylum seekers. Nobody's talking about them. Nobody's putting them in no winterized camp. I see a bunch of Africans up in New York especially. I know we got some here from Senegal and everywhere else on the street. Are you putting them anywhere? No. See, y'all don't understand. And you don't see a Haitian waving a Haitian flag. You don't see the Senegalese waving a Senegalese flag. You got to look at all these folks waving these flags. How in the world do we allow this invasion? Why are y'all joining in with that mess? They should be sent home. It is illegal for them to be in the police station. Call in ICE and send them home. How in the world you going to let somebody illegal come in here, take over your police station, take over your airport, and then take over your community? What does that say? Either this is a strategy from somebody that we don't understand. Something is wrong here. How do you do that? And this is Veterans Day. You got veterans all around the world protecting other folks' borders. And we got these folks coming in, and you got these poor people who went down to City Hall. Take them out, take them out, take them out. They took them out. I remember those days. But not like that, because I had a right as a descendant of enslaved blacks, and I'm a Native American. These folks came. When I see every time I see Omar, whoever that woman is from Minnesota, who escaped her and her family about to be killed, and America took them in, and all she got to do is say bad stuff about America. Instead of praising America, she brought her brother in, married her brother, so he could get in. Had all these folks in, and then y'all join in with that. And you never see them criticize the country that they came in. They set up businesses. They marked their community. Post-traumatic slavery syndrome is allowing you to back up. I was very disturbed, and I love Emma because she's my little sister. I was in the council when she came and tried to teach most of them sisters when I was down. I tried. But to say, I ain't going to vote to sanction that sucker. And they said that the mayor had to do it because the budget is up. He wasn't going to be bothered with no budget. And Moses would say, they said they ain't going to have them, they're just for the winter. See, y'all have to be careful who you elect. Y'all go electing these people who have no sense of nothing. Don't have nothing. And don't care. They're stupid. And they all got a plan. They got a plan. And what's our plan? And yes, they still go to church. And they have their family stuff. So we are getting pushed out. I got to take a break. And I'm going to come back and finish. Because we're going to finish this. I want to hear from y'all. Because you look at, and I want to hear from the people from Brighton, from where the illegal migrants are taking over. Now, you got the school. I want to talk about the, when I come back, I'm going to talk about the what's going on with the school map. And I want to talk about the vote. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVUN, number 773-591-690. We're streaming live. www.wva.com on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook, I think. And I guess we're on X. I don't know where we're at. Evan and Jim Lita does that. And we're on Blog Talk. If you miss iHeart, you can just say, hey, iHeart. Listen. So get your coffee. I don't have coffee this morning, y'all. I brought me some green tea. And get your tea. And come on back. We're going to finish this conversation. And I want to know how you feel. Are you a useful idiot? A patriot? Or you got something else up? Get your coffee, get your tea. Direct the right tea, my coffee tea, in the conversation we right here at Great WVON, 773-591-1690. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
There are trucks. Then there's the truck, GMC Sierra. With available features like the V8 engine, the ultimate luxury interior, and of course, the available world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate. GMC Sierra, not just any truck, the truck. GMC's continued commitment to professional-grade engineering is on full display at your local GMC dealer. Come take a test drive today and see for yourself. We are professional-grade. GMC. Well-qualified buyers step up to GMC with 0.9% APR on 2023 Sierra light-duty models. Plus, no monthly payments until 2024. See your local GMC dealer today. Length of contract limited. Deferred monthly payments for 120 days. Excludes residents of Pennsylvania and Maine. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing, if applicable. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 12/4/23.
I'm Reverend Mitchell L. Johnson, host of Straight Talk Radio featuring My Community Plan Foundation. Join me Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. as we discuss community transformation. From housing to energy to economic development, our mission is local. Our effect is global. From the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles to the DuSable African American Museum here in Chicago, you will be touched, educated, and informed. Straight Talk Radio, Sundays at 7 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense, so bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Yeah, we're back in Chicago, 1690 WVON. The right here, McCarthy, T, in a conversation with me, 773-591-6969. We're streaming live, www.theviewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us up, you go. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook and Blog Talk. Johnny Taylor, what you got to say? This is America. This is my country, y'all. This is America. Find my country, too. Put that on hold, too, for me. Our people was victims. We was victorious. Hey, we believed in family, faith, God. And we believed in all that, y'all. And ourselves. They say, you can do anything you want to do.
A little jazz and a whole lot of Johnny Taylor stuff.
Woo! That's America, y'all. My America.
That's America.
That I built. And you bring progressive socialist folks who take a black alderman and push him down.
Porter Wagner and Johnny Cash all on the countryside.
That's America, y'all.
Hamburgers,
hot dogs, a sweet potato pie.
A little sinatra, a little Nat King Cole, a little Louis Armstrong, Stevie Wonder soul.
That's America, y'all. We understood it. We done got to be useful idiots, pushed aside. And the fact that most of your leadership in the city council are other folks. And we're going to have to do a whole thing on what's happening to us. This stuff is too deep, y'all. And I don't think you're paying attention because it's easing up on you. People smiling in your face, stabbing you in your back. It's too easy. When you going to take an alderman and tell them they can't go in a council because of quorum, I've never heard of that. But that's where they come from, and that's what they bring. You bring to the table what you grew up being. Like, we put folks in high positions who grew up another kind of way and do not like us. We didn't never hated America. This is our country. Dr. King said, make it be all you can make it be, and don't take none. We have to do what we got to do. But you see, all these folks waving the flag, we're being invaded. And we're going to talk on the other side because we're going to have to deal with this whole question of voting. Voting and working. They finna hire these folks. They haven't vetted these folks. They putting them all over the community. We don't know what's in the cells in them. We don't know what they got. They said tuberculosis is on the rise. They finna go cook in some of these kitchens. It used to be you had to go to the health department before you can do all that. But when you got them, it doesn't matter what the people say. Usually they listen to the, if the community come out, you're supposed to change because the community is saying, this is what I want. But when you got a dictatorship, the dictator says, it's going to be and you're going to take it. It doesn't matter. I was reading something that Lee was saying, one of his assistants. That's Sheila Jackson Lee's son. And he was talking about why they had to get rid of this man. Now, he's gone. Now, who's going to replace him? Well, that's something that the council should be saying. Who's going to replace him? But you understand now, they're acting out who they are. And you think that's something, you just wait. Martinez give it to run again. You don't hear nothing from her. She quiet, and y'all just put her back in and ask somebody to call me. And they want me to say she found all the black folks. I don't know whether that's true or not. I see you want to come on the air and talk about it since you got to. No, I just want to tell you, but don't tell me. You know, so that's a whole nother thing when you're talking about voting. I think based off of this invasion that they should have voter ID. They should cut down having a whole month of early voting. They maybe do a week or two. No registration on premise with no ID. You just register. You go in them and say, they don't ask you for no ID. What's your name? Fill this out. Okay. And let you go. There's something wrong and illegal about that. And show voter ID. If not, it's not just for any particular party, y'all. It's for black folks. What's going to happen is you're going to get overwhelmed and outvoted. You will have some more of that Emma mixed up. Because they're going to concentrate, and most of you, you're like John Cunha's position, Rashida Tlaib got. Well, all of our community, we're going to end up not being able to select, vote and select those people we want to represent us because we will be overwhelmed by illegal voters. It's self-preservation for black folks. They don't let the DMV no more send out. They say register people. Because now they're giving them ID and stuff, and they're automatically sending it to them. This is self-preservation for the black community having representation in a country that they fought for. And I'm telling you that on Veterans Day. Now they got this plan. They haven't completed. I'm looking at this plan. I'm following it for school board representative. Blacks, let me tell you something. You won't be on there. You won't be. You got a head. You got a Latina that heads school board up now. You also got one, the CEO and all the other stuff. Why you won't be? Because the fact they said that a parent don't have to be a citizen to vote for that as long as they have a child in the school that your tax dollars are paying for. This is some sick stuff. And y'all being so full of hate for Trump and other folks that y'all not paying attention locally to your own self. They need to cut it out. Because if they don't cut out their registering on site, because I've been in there, I saw one year they brought busloads of people. People just registered and voted. They just registered, they voted. Now, if you got all these folks invading and coming here with a purpose, either some to hurt us, others to take over, and you won't have no community because your community is the only one that's not marked. Some of the Hispanic community who's been here and born here and been a long time don't want these folks coming here because they come and bringing what they left behind. But I'm talking about black folks right now. The schools are no good anyway. Between the union, we're determining who sit on that board because they're the precinct captains. And it won't be you unless they may put one token. I better go to the phone. My idea is to talk of Chicago. I said talk of Chicago 1690. So I'm going to go to the phone a little bit and talk to y'all because there's so much more I need to be talking to y'all about. Where they putting these folks? They're going to put up and down State Street, over there where Henry Horn, all that stuff is, because that's where the land is. And I guarantee you that Biden's going to tell them, that this tell Hood to tell them folks to let them go on CHA land. When I believe it should be a suit if they do, that the descendants of those children whose parents was in public housing when they got put out and was on the waiting list, and some of them still is, should have the right, if they can't afford housing, to go in there first. Let me go to the phone. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
First of all, what you're saying is correct. One, our main focus should be the black family, period. This whole attack on Brandon Johnson, I think, is unwarranted.
Who attacked Brandon Johnson?
You have the show that comes on Friday night. He went on this attack on him.
But did it? Did he attack him, or did he tell some facts about what he was doing? There's a difference now.
Well,
I don't listen to the show. I don't listen to the show. But I'm saying, if you, I or Brandon, and anybody, so we got a habit that if your face look like me, you can't say nothing. But did they give facts about him, or was they just attacking him?
No, these people are just attacking him because they didn't get something they want. And then even if he's not doing something, we may feel that it's not appropriate. There's an appropriate way to handle those things. We can't continue to tear down black He only been there 5 months.
I'm not getting in that conversation. I'm going to stay on what I'm on because I love you dearly. But you have a habit, you have a tendency, if somebody do something wrong, you don't deal with character. You said we should, if you're wrong, you're wrong. And sometimes.
I agree with.
You know.
I agree with you.
Because
if I think he's done something wrong,
I'm going to say something. Because like right now, like these migrants, illegal immigrants, what he's doing is absolutely incorrect.
But this is what I'm saying, though. At the end of the day, say that is correct and we tear him down. The question is, what do you mean?
I'm not going to go, Art, because I'm going to stay where I got to go on this issue that's going on. You ain't got to worry about Brandon because he's standing on broad, strong shoulders. Them unions ain't going to let him go nowhere.
I'm looking at the image of the black family. I'm focusing on.
All right, you taking me off my subject, Art.
I want to take you off this subject.
I got to go back to what's going on with these immigrants and this other stuff. We're talking about the black.
And I agree.
Okay.
And I do agree with. There's no reason that anybody should be at the police station. That just should be because the police cannot function if they have that chaos.
And
so
Brandon
I agree
Johnson
with
is
that
the mayor. He should move them out. He should have said it never. He should have told
him. I agree with
he
that.
He should have said it was wrong
that.
And bring ICE to send their butt home. Thank you. They got ICE, send them home. Why they here? They're illegal. They ain't got to be on the police station. Send them home. They're not all for asylum. Asylum seekers. Them the Haitians. D.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say you have the language right. Mm-hmm. Invasion, illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. asylum seekers. These are all important words that describe what's going on. And when we don't get the language right, you're going to have the confusion. And you're going to have the corruption, and you're going to have people doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and people being left out. And those people would be us.
It's your tax dollars, baby. And they give it more to them, and your child can't read. I know people right now, veterans on the street, like that black veteran that call here, that can't even, you know, don't have nowhere to go.
I was so sad when I heard that. Oh, my goodness. That just tore my heart apart.
I had my daughter to see about it. I had Evan to try to see about it because we had somebody to see about it to see what we could do. Evidently, it worked because they didn't call back. But I'm just saying, hey, Dr. King said, man can't ride your back if it's not bent. And I would declare and say to you black folks, raise your back up. Thank you, Dee.
But you keep getting the language right because this is not right. They're breaking the law. Breaking the law.
But okay, thank you. Thanks, Dee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
This is Faith here. Let me say one thing. I have been trying to get someone, this is very important, to find out, research who is actually behind bringing these illegal immigrants here. This is a dangerous thing that's getting ready to happen here.
Right.
I don't want to see a civil war. Now, black people have a tendency to not, you know, say anything or do anything until it's right in their face. They're sending men knocking on people's doors. You live here? That's what they've been doing now for a couple of months, going around in I live in Roseland, going around to houses, and I have friends in Inglewood. So, they send men to knock on your door.
Yeah.
Now, they need to try to put them all on, what's that? They're over there in Littleville. They need to try to just pack them in there.
They need to send them back home. They need to put them on a bus and send them home.
They got to send them home. They got to find out who is behind this, what power is behind this, and then get at the core and send these people back because, they're illegals, and most of them are very dangerous. They don't quite think like black people. Yeah, we got them out here shooting, but these people do some very dangerous things. I have a friend, Maria, who's been here for years. She's legal, and she said, this is dangerous, what's getting ready to go on here.
Did you see what that alderman did to Emma Mitz, how he pushed her back? You don't come in here, that old dictator stuff, and then telling them, if y'all go in, then don't come to me for zoning. It's such a plantation-type politics stuff. It makes no sense.
Now, if you think about that, if you get about maybe 100, 1,000 of those men who are thinking like this, they will take over Chicago.
Oh, baby, they're at war. They're not just Chicago. They at war with this country, and they're marching with their flags and stupid black folk. I told you, use for idiots. I don't mean all of us.
They're down south, and I couldn't believe down there in Mississippi and Arkansas, where I'm from, I couldn't believe, because Arkansas is a big country, packed. I said, packed? There's no cat in the pig down here. What are they doing?
Let me tell you, baby, it's a game. And black folks don't understand yet. And when I saw our black Congress people and stuff standing up behind Khalida Shalib, who got John Conyers' seat, that was John
Conyers. Oh,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's from Pakistan. John Conyers passed, and Joanne Watson left with a bleeding heart. She died with a heartbroken. She ran the black woman who had been in the city council, who really worked to have black folks, and then black folks voted for that woman. And all she do is fight for Pakistan and from the sea to the river and all that mess. She don't mention what's going on in Detroit to black people. And that's what we are doing, and that's what we mess up at.
It's dangerous.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Because it's like she said. You got to understand, like she said. They don't just – how would they know to go to the police station? How would they know to go to the airport? You fly and you see them everywhere. How do they know? Somebody bringing them. This is destruction of this country, and if black folks help destroy this country, you're a damn fool, especially the descendants of enslaved blacks in America, because you only have one passport, and it says the United States of America. If you're going to fight, let's fight for what's right for us, for our children's education, for economics. What did Gus Savage do? Gus Savage brought contracts for black folks home. God rest his soul. Jeff?
Good evening. Good morning, sister.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you totally. I was just flipping the channel this morning. Like you say, we're overrun, sister, by useful idiots.
Mm-hmm.
That Brandon Johnson was a backward wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched another idiot on this 26th The Halston program.
Do me a favor, Jeff. I got to go
yes,
on a
ma'am.
Break, and I want to hear what you got to say. Can I put you on hold?
Yes,
put him
ma'am.
On hold.
Wait.
I tell you, put him on hold. Okay. How long is that Aretha Franklin America? Okay, y'all. Talk of Aretha Franklin. Hello, do I have time to play it all? Okay, Jane Brown. Okay, y'all. Talk of Chicago. Stop playing it. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Our number 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Check us wherever you go. We're on Blog Talk if you miss us. We're on Facebook. Go Facebook. Look, black folks, if you're happy, this is Veterans Day. Don't let nobody make you be a useful idiot. Don't let nobody make you give up what you got. We are not victims. We are victorious. We got to tell our children they can be what they want to be. All they got to do is study. We got to fight for the right resources. Those folks are not from here, and they're fighting for their children to get math, fighting for them to get science, English, and the medical schools. As Dr. Hill says, the pipeline is empty. We don't fight for our children and our future. Hey, what's it all about? Come on, Jane Brown. This is our country, y'all. Living in America. America is my country, and I'm not giving it up. I fight. Yeah. Dr. King gave his life. What are you willing to give? Yeah. Happy birthday, Bimaji. I'm in Tillman. Today, my Bimaji's birthday, and last week, Harmony birthday, and before that was E-Boom. Hey, you got to show them what you got tonight, dude. Send me the flyer. Living in America, y'all. Y'all coming over into this bad country that ain't no good. Go home. It was so bad. What you doing here? You don't never talk about where you came from. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to play this. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be back after the 7 o'clock hour. Take it out. Let that take me out, Brianna. We'll be right back.
Kelly McCready.
And I'm Kevin Brown on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in Syria used by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and affiliated groups.
President Biden ordering strikes in response to drone and rocket attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region. Earlier, the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for shooting down a U.S. Reaper drone in international airspace near Yemen. I'm Mimi Brown on the Black Information Network.
A big week for Democrats and for President Biden, with voters coming out in favor of enshrining abortion protections in the state's constitution, guaranteeing a woman's right to the procedure up until fetal viability. President Biden called it a win for democracy. Vice President Kamala Harris and the White House are hailing the victory following Democrats' strong turnout in the primaries, especially around the issue of abortion rights. Harris said, from California to Kansas, Ohio to Virginia, voters declare that the government should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
Five black women who accuse a former Kansas City, Kansas police detective of violently abusing them have filed a federal lawsuit. 70-year-old Roger Golubsky, former police chiefs and detectives, as well as the local government, are all named in the litigation. The victims allege that for decades, law enforcement terrorized, abused, and violated black citizens, and the women said they were raped, stalked, and sexually harassed by the officers. Golubsky, who was at the center of the lawsuit, is also facing separate criminal charges for sexual assault and conspiring to operate an underage sex trafficking ring, has pleaded not guilty.
Screen actors may be going back to work after nearly 4 months on the picket lines. SAG-AFTRA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers have tentatively agreed to a new deal. Although the strike is over, the new contract, reportedly for 3 years, is not official yet. The SAG-AFTRA board and then members must vote to ratify the deal.
Officers with the U.S. Marshals Service were involved in nearly 150 shootings from 2019 to 2021, according to the agency's first public review of shooting incidents by its officers. The review comes after Marshals Service Director Ronald Davis ordered an internal audit of all incidents in which any of its nearly 4,000 deputies and more than 3,500 task force officers intentionally fired their weapon at someone. Across the U.S. military, African Americans are overrepresented when compared to their societal representation. However, black officers are not promoted to generals as often as their white counterparts. African Americans are 9% of active duty officers, but only 6.5% of generals. They are especially underrepresented at the 3- and 4-star general level, where critical decisions about the U.S. military are being made. Black history was made at one of country music's biggest award shows. We have details coming up in entertainment. For more international, national, state, and local news impacting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
ComEd is preparing the electric grid and providing incentives to make it possible for more households and businesses to make the switch to electric products, like induction cooktops, clothes dryers, heating and cooling systems, and even electric forklifts. Learn more about how we can help create a clean energy future for all at ComEd.com/clean energy. ComEd, powering lives.
Hi, I'm MC Light. You know me as the rapper. But guess what? I am the CEO of Sunny Girl Incorporated. We call it SGI. And SGI undoubtedly has a Cadillac, an Escalade to be exact. It's luxury at its finest. It's black, it's sleek, it's clean. And I can show up to any red carpet or any event and feel like I'm flossy. I love it. Cadillac.
Visit Cadillac.com for more.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
There is nothing as important as your health and the health of your family. UChicago Medicine knows that. So every Saturday through their Community Health Focus Hour broadcast from 1 until 2 p.m. on WVON, they cover all health topics relative to you living a better life. Their doctors, experts, hosts, and community leaders share facts and advice on how you can live healthier. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m., sponsored by UChicago Medicine at the forefront.
WVON 1450. Live from Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The present has grown.
Days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind.
He said we got some difficult days ahead. He probably saw all of this before us, because he's very spiritual. Like a prophecy can say something, you know. That's why they won't want you to. But he said, I don't mind, because I've been to the mountaintop. He said, we would be all right. And we got to be all right. We cannot take this. If we don't be all right, it's over with. I believe in marking your community. Every race that come here, every ethnic group, because Chicago was a city of ethnicity, mark your community, Chinatown, Little Village, well, Little Village of Mexico, and they did that. I was trying to mark. And I was reading, 10 where the markers are in the black community. We tried to mark. We was marking the ones in the third world when I was in. That's why you see those four statues on the corners and up and down 47th Street. And then when you come down King, all the way over, we were getting ready to really make our marks on some other stuff so you can mark. As Dr. Anderson say, you must mark your community. Because when you're a neighborhood, everybody just come in and do what they want to do. You know, like CT, you get on, you get off, you know. But when you're a community, you stick together. Do y'all remember? That's what Dr. King meant when he said that. It's 7 o'clock, y'all. I just thought about, I don't mind. He said we got some difficult days. But when we had our community together then, we could do something to help those difficult days. It's 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, to take a deep breath. We are not victims. We are victorious. That's where we come from in this country. Let's go, y'all. Black. The heart and the soul, the heart and the mind is one. Black. One more time, y'all. Ooh, that feels so good. Black. Put some oxygen to that brain.
Tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure.
I tell you.
But I want to get the language right tonight.
I tell you.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. Are they taking our manhood, womanhood? That means both, you know. We just got caught up the other way. But are they taking our manhood away from us, our self-worth away from us, a marching in our community? Who in the world is illegal to be in the police station? That's breaking the law. Put them on the bus and send them home. It's a whole bunch of them, y'all. It's a game. Something's going on here that's so deep, and it don't include you. You know what? I haven't heard one of our congressional candidates that represent our congressional leaders who represent these districts say anything. Now come up with a statement about these illegal immigrants. They've been real quiet. But yet I saw some standing on the steps with Rashid the other day. Makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. this stuff is real deep. I was reading in the Sun-Times just before Johnson out his floor leader. You know, his one of his, Johnson is one of his leaders, said that one of the senior advisor name is Jason Lee. I told y'all, that's Congressman Sheila Jackson Lee's son. Nice young man, but that's who he is. He said, this isn't just about the city of council. The entire city is in unprecedented turmoil right now because of external forces who wanted to cause this. I would like to know who are the external forces, Jason Lee. We had an increase in all kind of activity that is really contrary to our functioning discord and, frankly, our democracy. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic. See, you got folks saying the same. It's against what they're doing is against the republic. It's against that. So you got all of this stuff going on here. I go back to y'all better look at the elections, because these illegals are going to go in, and these poll, these judges in these elections, just let these folks just sign up. And I saw them. They don't have no ID. They're going to come register. They're going to take over your community. And you Congress people and all you other elected officials, you won't have your seat. It's just like when I told the folks in CHA, I said, we need to stick with the people in CHA. And we need to make them have structure, and we need to make sure that they be like they used to be. You can't just be here any kind of way. I talked to the teachers, talked to the preachers, and told them, okay, when you tear down the public housing, then you're not going to have anybody over here. You're not going to have, don't need no schools, don't need no churches, need no stores, no nothing. And they didn't understand until it was gone. What's going on here now is you're not going to have anything. They're not putting them in Rogers Parks and all them places. I see they finna take a hotel in Streeterville and put one in Streeterville. But this is illegal and it's wrong. And I agree with you, Jason, but you probably said it for a different reason. But maybe you said it for this reason. Jason Lee said that this is really contrary. He said that we need to find out who's behind all this. This isn't just about the city council. The entire city is unprecedented. That's what he said. This is some deep stuff. And we got to say, our state people got to start saying, well, since you control the election by the state, then we're not going to have no whole 3 or 4 weeks of early voting where people just show up and register and vote. Can't have that no more. You want an early vote? Maybe give them a week. You cannot send out no just for folks to register and vote. Can't have that. And we got to have ID. And why are you saying that, Dorothy Tillman? You're saying that because we're not going to have representation. You're going to have a Rashida Tlaib person and them other folks representing you. We are in a republic. We will not have representation, I'm telling y'all. And we don't get a handle on this stuff. This is to preserve and protect the black community. If we're going to have one, we are ready. You know, it's really something. I just want to let y'all know, because even with this school board, all you got to do is have children in school. You don't have to be elected. You don't have to be no citizen. And this stuff is easing, and it's going crazy. And I want to commend the Black Caucus for standing with Emma, because had they not stood, that dictator would have still been there. And that's what you got to watch. He's still got another attitude. Talk of Chicago, 6097735969. We're streaming live, www.vn.com, on iHeartRadio. Take us over. You go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. We're on Blog Talk if you miss us. So you can go back, type in Coffee Tea, because my son have a Blog Talk, so I get time on his show, on his station for me. Just type in Coffee Tea. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Let me tell you, happy birthday again to Bimaji. Today is his birthday. That's my baby boy, y'all. The one that wrote Reparation and a lot of other stuff. And he's doing his Choose Music. This is the final show where we've been doing, having the children, the young people in the community, not just children, to show us what they got. And this is the final, this is the final one. It's going to be at the Harold Washington Culture Center tonight at 7 p.m. So y'all should, if you want any other information, 773-373-3228. No, 773-373-1900. Show me what you got, Community Talent Show final to showcase local talent at the Harold Washington Culture Center. The winner will receive a professional produced recording session in the center, new state of the art studio. Doors open at 6, show is at 7, show me what you got. Our finals, look, our community got a lot of talent, y'all. A lot of talent. So come on out, 773-373-1900. Show them what you got if y'all want to know what's going on. I'm back, y'all. We back. I'm going to come back and talk to y'all. Let me talk to you. Mike.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
Allow me to say this. Number one, this is all about wiping out the middle class. So all people need to wake up here that's Americans, and descendants of slaves need to recognize they're starting with us and not to be sitting and watching, be active. And number one, slate your own candidates. Don't let nobody put a candidate up there that's not the one that you want. You can go out and come together and slate your own candidate. That's better than not voting or voting for something that you don't want. Slate your own candidate.
Because we are Republicans.
You can speak on this very much, Ms. Tillman. You can speak and explain it, that this is a nationwide thing going on, and even maybe worldwide,
well, we
as well as Chicago.
What's going on in this country is black folks having these same problems all over the country because there's no leadership within the black community to make sure that black folks are sacred and they're safe. First time in the history that we didn't have leadership that looked after the black community, the black children, the black women, jobs and stuff for our men and stuff. We're in a pitiful state right now because I really don't see no black leadership. I don't care if they get mad at me or what, but we've always had... Why you think we were victorious? We weren't victims. You don't even have the... When folks calling out you and they're victims, you don't even hear anybody saying to the contrary, no, we're not victims. We're victorious, and we're going to move on. No, those schools and this stuff. You don't hear that, Mike. You just don't hear that.
They're trying to wipe out the Constitution.
Yeah.
And that's what you use to run them through. It's your laws and rules that's right there on the books at this present time. And don't let them change this country over and wipe you out.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. Okay, Jeff, you can call me back. I don't know if I accidentally got rid of you or not. I told you to hold on, but I don't know what happened. But call back. Okay. Mama D?
Hallelujah. Greetings to you.
Hi. How you doing?
Today is Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
How many American flags are waving to honor them? I haven't seen any.
Well, I'll be putting some on my fence, and I know my children got some in front of their houses. I don't know what's wrong with black folks. Our people, we used to have the VFW, all those other places we used to have, the jail post here. You remember they had the Montford Point. That's where Russ Vannoy, I went there with Russ Vannoy and John Vannoy, the Vannoy brothers.
I agree with the last caller. It's about wiping out sons of former slaves and former slave owners and creating a new government. And that's what we got here, an invasion, a takeover.
Mm-hmm.
But 68-year-old Emma Mint, she's the 37th Ward Alderman,
mm-hmm.
for 24 years, she said she didn't know if she was going to be able to do her job after 34-year-old 35th Ward Alderman Carlos Rosa.
Was he born in this country? Was he born here? Was his parents and stuff born here?
I don't know if Chuy Garcia was not born here. He came here at 9 o'clock, at age 9. Does he have his citizenship papers?
I don't know,
but
he wasn't born here.
I wanted to finish saying what Alderman Mick said. She said that Mayor Johnson appointed this man as his floor leader and also put him as the chair of zoning. Before he physically blocked her and Lopez came physically between them, I don't care what his motives were, he took action.
Yeah.
He said she had gotten a text. He sent her a text telling her, find something else to do today. Do not come into city
council. Is that dictatorship?
But she didn't get the text.
Is that dictatorship?
That is the same crime that Trump is accused of, preventing an elected official from taking their oath of office, doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there arguing and pleading with this man, talking about, I got to go in, because if I don't go in, my constituents will wonder why I'm not here.
Don't say that. Stop it, Mama D.
He put his big fat body in front of her.
I would not have hugged him and told him, I would have voted to reprimand. I wouldn't have said, I accept your apology. I would have said, no, I don't accept nothing. You need to leave the city council.
Whether he accepted or not, is that a crime was committed. He don't need to be just sanctioned. He needs to be sentenced. He committed a crime.
She's gonna have to file. She would have to file a complaint on him. That's what she need to do.
Absolutely. And look, Chicagoans the city is full, and the people are fed up. And Johnson ought to do his job. Write an executive order and stop this sanctuary invasion, or the only thing that should be on that referendum, because what it's going to allow is 130,000 new asylum seekers to join the millions of sanctuary settlers that are buying houses in the name of American citizens and stealing their identity and voting by mail in their name. That is the way.
Let me ask you a question. I got to let you go. I need to ask you a question, Mama D.
Still an election.
I need to ask you a question, and I have to let you go. Now, I've been in those polling, in the early voting, and folks just come up and register, and they let them vote. That's why I'm saying that's have got to stop. That got
to
stop,
have
and
to
they
got
to show ID is to preserve black representation.
Vote by mail, you don't say, did this man sell his house? Did he die? Did he move? Is he still living here? You just send in, you're supposed to request a mail-in ballot.
Well,
but the law, they just send it in. They send everybody.
Well, there's a game,
ballot.
And everybody in on it.
Supposed to, and so
there's a game. Everybody in on it, but black folks. We just
only
use for idiots
over here that are not immigrants are the ones that arrive from a continent in chains. So all these Chuy on down, they need, if they wasn't born here, like the 14th Amendment says, they need to show their citizenship paper.
I got to go now. Got to go. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me see what Lewis wants. Lewis.
Good morning, Miss Tillman.
Good morning.
This is an old game. Did I say that before?
I'm listening.
This is an old game. And we keep playing this old game over and over, like what they say, an old tune over and over and over. Okay, about this Emma Mitz. Okay, Emma Mitz, for the last 24 years, she ain't did nothing on the west side over there in that 37th
Ward.
But
does that mean that alderman have a right to push and block her? I don't care what she's done.
Oh,
he just
okay.
got here. He don't have no right to push and block her from coming in city council now.
Miss Tillman, this is what's happening. They playing a game. This is the game. They didn't want that. They didn't want them to announce that they were trying to get that ordinance to come up. You know, to talk about
the sanctuary cities.
Talk about sanctuary city.
Right.
That's what the key was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's part of it because he tried to text her and tell her don't come in so they wouldn't have enough votes to vote on hearing it, you know, for hearing
but she
it.
Can't. Let me. I want to get away from all of that because we can deal with that another day. The point of it is, the correct thing is, I don't care what he told her, what she agreed to. He had no right to block her. This is not a dictatorship. The 11th Ward Alderman, she's a Chinese, she said, he told her, if you go in there, that I'm not going to let any of your zoning get through. He was threatening people. Do he understand we don't do stuff like that?
Ms. Tillman, this ain't about that. This is about something big, and this is what's going on. Right now, they are looking at Brandon Johnson, and they're looking at Eric Adams because they went down to Washington, and they were talking about they need $5 billion for these migrants.
Illegal
immigrants. They went down there. And right now, Ms. Tillman, right now, they're looking at their campaign. They looking at their campaign, just like they looked at, Donald Trump with Alvin Briggs, where they say it was something illegal going on. They saying the
no,
same thing
things.
About these
no,
two
no,
guys.
No. Donald Trump and Adams is different. They said that Adams used some money from foreigners. I saw that he got foreign money and illegal money. What they're saying about Trump is about his property, which is totally wrong.
No. This is in Manhattan. This ain't down in
I know
Florida.
About the Manhattan. I'm talking about Manhattan.
Alvin,
I'm following the trial.
No. Alvin Briggs is up in Manhattan.
I know where he's at.
Miss Tillman, he's saying that they illegally directed funds from the campaign. And this is what they saying about Eric Adams, and this is what they saying
about that girl. Uh-huh. Okay, I got you. Okay.
And they saying the same thing about Brandon Johnson because they want the sanctuary city. They want the sanctuary city policy to stay in place, and then you have to remember that Joe Biden just came through.
I got to go now.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
That's right, Briggs and what they're doing now. That's when he said he used campaign funds for that girl, which is totally different. That was his own money. It wasn't nobody from out of town, and it was his lawyer. We just keep it straight here. I noticed that the White House, the state, and the city is teaming up a pilot program to help migrants apply for work permit, illegal immigrants. Everybody can hook up and put all our money, all our tax dollars everywhere and make sure – we can't hook up and make sure our children get no decent education. We don't get no contracts. All the things we need. We can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. Stone. Al Stone.
Hey, Miss. Good morning, Miss Tillman.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say happy Veterans Day. My father served in the military. He went to Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
You know, the sad part is when he returned home on the narcotics. And he spent the last 30 years of his life addicted to heroin.
Yeah, a lot of them came back because of what they saw over there. And you got a lot of veterans out here that's homeless right now on drugs. They're not doing nothing for them.
Not at all. Now, he did have an incredible funeral. The military provided an incredible scenario. But how the impact of that generation, it made me numb to seeing people in that state. And I think this has resonated around, you know, I've had problems with, you know, I was in the narcotic stuff and, you know, it just kind of perpetuates one generation to the next generation.
Thank you.
But, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. I want Marvin Gaye. This is what Marvin Gaye felt, y'all. That's why I said, we're not victims. We're victorious. This is our country. This is the first time we got these useful idiots letting that fool y'all and say, America ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. And you kick it and you burn the flag and knock them. They come and put their flags and they take over. And then they stop you from coming in the city council. Marvin Gaye.
Oh, the rainbow we watch.
Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye. He wasn't a useful idiot, was he? See, we are not victims. We are victorious. And this is our country. And we have a right to the resources. We have a right to all that it is. We have that right. This is my country. Now, y'all want to give it up? Just y'all business. But we better do something because they're taking over. I get so tired of folks knocking on doors trying to get my house, and they're buying all these senior buildings, and they're buying big buildings and packing them in. I tell you, James.
Hello there, my neighbor.
Hey.
What's new and exciting?
Which James is this?
The James you love so much.
Oh, really? That was
the
my
real daddy. James.
My daddy was the real James.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm number two.
Now, that's who and my brother. My dad and my brother. Now, them love so much. Now, well, come on, you've got to be number three. What's going on,
okay.
Number three?
Hey, as long as I'm in the rotation.
You're in the rotation, my brother.
Yeah, that song that you play, that's your grandson about the former slave, is that the name of it?
Oh, you talking about Reparations Now.
Yeah, the name of it is Reparations Now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, did that song get any airplay anywhere?
I maybe back during he wrote that song when I was in the council, and when I passed that ordinance and I was fighting, and my daughter was going around getting all the research, was doing our hearing, and we had Lerone Bennett everybody testifying, and he wrote that song and sang that song for his mother during that.
Man,
time.
I didn't hear it until you started playing it, but that is a hell of a song, and it should be. One of our national anthems.
Well, I know he's listening today because today is his birthday. Thank you, number
okay,
three.
Okay, one last thing.
Uh-huh.
One last thing. Now, I told you Dr. King made a speech. He had a press conference.
Uh-huh.
And he looked real sad, and he said he had led his people into a burning building.
Uh-huh.
And he was shaking his head. You said you was going to explain to me what he meant. And I don't know if I missed you explaining
no,
to me
yet,
what he meant.
I also told you to look at the NBC interview with him a few months before he was assassinated. It's in color. And he mentioned it and kind of explained it there, too. So look at that one next. So you call me back, tell me.
You can't tell me something about what he meant about it.
Because you always, James, you always call me when I'm in the middle of the
okay.
I want to deal with these illegal immigrants and what's going on with my people right
hey,
now.
Wait, look. Oh, okay, wait, real quick.
I got 15 minutes of my board is left.
Okay, look. We are being set up for slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
They are letting these people in here, and when this terror starts on us, they are going to use them to initiate it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people coming in here, they are mercenaries.
Yeah.
They are high killers.
Right.
And they know how to kill people.
Yeah.
And the gun is already here waiting on them from the white supremacists.
Well,
and that's why the white supremacists, that's why the white supremacists do not come down on these people.
I don't know how much the white supremacists, all these folks, you want to say, that's easy to put it on the supremacists other than all these folks in power. But
well,
look,
they're going to all join together once the deal go down on us.
Okay, James.
And that's why the white supremacists are not coming down and complaining about them.
Well, I think
it's all the setup.
Okay, thanks, James. I think that's easy. Let me go to the phone. Okay, I think that we got to do what Dr. King said, straighten up our backs. Roberts.
Good morning, Professor Tillman.
Good morning, Robert.
The part we played in Marvin Gaye, there's the third stanza of what Marvin Gaye's saying.
Yeah.
Is never spoken, but it's unwritten. It's written. And that's the part that they're following of that.
You got another version that I play. But my engineer didn't find it in my folder, so she put me
in
that one.
The hireling and the slave.
Uh-huh.
The hireling and the slave is what is not mentioned is what is mentioned in the third stanza.
Mm-hmm.
Stanza, but we don't hear that. We only hear the glorifying, the come
well,
by.
You know, the way I feel about now, I'm away to red, white, and blue because these folks are coming from all over every place with their planting their flags, and we are in trouble because we only got one passport. And if we don't protect our community, these men are marching through our community like they own it.
Yes. Oh, yes. But we're experiencing the third stanza. You need to explain that. And well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much. I tell you. Princess.
I'm away. Yeah.
Good morning.
Turn your radio down.
Okay, can you hear me?
Your radio got feedback. Turn your radio down.
Okay, it's down. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I always heard you. Just had feedback. Uh-huh.
Yes. Actually, I just want to give a shout-out to our veterans.
Thank you.
And I pray that, everyone will, you know, give them some respect.
Thank you.
Not just today, but throughout the whole month.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to us to display our red, white, and blue flags, and I'm sure everyone has had someone in their family in the military.
Mm-hmm.
It's up for us to do what we're supposed to do for our men and the ladies, to show them respect and dignity.
A lot of women was in.
And all of the people out there with restaurants, you should be calling our soldiers in there for some tea or coffee. That's what you need to do as an African-American restaurant owner.
Did you know, Princess, that most of the black, now the black military people come from down south? I got folks down south in the military. When they come out of high school, where you going? I'm going to the Navy, going to the Marine, going to the Air Force, going in.
Yes, I signed up for the Air Force. Yes, I did.
Yeah, but down south they're doing that now. They've tricked our people. And there was a lot of benefits and stuff available to our veterans, you know. And we need to really...
And in the southern states now, if you go anywhere, Tennessee, Mississippi, you're going to see flags stuck everywhere, from a car lot, you name it.
Yes.
The VFWs and everything. I partied in a VFW. I never knew nothing about a lounge.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teenager, that's where
I
was, in the VFW.
To VFWs and the Elks Club and all that other stuff and the Post, we used to do that. Thank you,
Prince. So where are the black VFWs? I never hear anything about it on this radio station.
Well, you had
and
some
it's really sad.
Most of them are closed down. I talked to a young lady yesterday and told her to have some of the veterans call me. You used to have Jail Post over there on State Street. You had the Elks Club. But down, you know, you had all in Moffin Point. I went to Moffin Point, Russ Vannoy and John Vannoy. They used to be over there. They was Marines. But as the men got older, there was no younger people to take over the Moffin Point, so it ended up closing that. We just got to, you know what? They got our folks, not all, but a lot of them being used for idiots without looking. We're not victims. We're victorious, and this is our country. And thank you for your service.
Yes, we need to be telling that to all of them, not just today, for the rest of the whole month. Come Thanksgiving, cook them a dinner. They're on every block, so can't nobody say that they're not.
Thank
Give
you.
Them the respect that they need.
Thank you for your service. Thank you. I tell you, Preston, I mean, our artists understood it, but they got them all messed up today in terms of what it is. We're going to have Billy Preston, you know. He said that he got a song, too. Another good, My Country, Tears of D by Billy Preston. We'll play just some of it. My board is lit up. Okay, let me go. She on the phone, so let me go to something else. Demetrius?
Hi. Good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Okay. Well, I have to say, I used to read the Reader's Digest, and you remember when Fidel Castro let all his people over here?
Oh, all them crazy folks.
Yes. And you know what he said? Yeah, what he said, I got enough of my people in your country to start a war, and he was emptying out his prison. And that's exactly what they're doing here. They got enough here now to start a war in the United States of America.
Well, you know, Demetrius, what's so sad is if them folks just watch CNN, MSNBC, they are not going to see how many folks come across the border. They need to look at Newsmax and some other stations to see these folks marching, like, and what can make me upset? They're demanding from us. Who go home, and they can talk. Then they come in and make our own people turn, our black folks and our people turn against their country. Useful idiots, what they're trying to take over. And you guys be careful out there. That's all I got to say.
Yes, and they have came to my house want to do some work. No, you're not coming to my house and do any kind of work. I don't know you people.
Thank you, Demetrius. Thank you so much. Oh, Lord, I got to try to. Okay. I'll play a little bit of Preston because he did a good song. Little Preston, My Country Tears of Thee.
Sweet land of thee, yeah, but thee.
I salute you, veteran. Jimmy Tillman, the children's father of the Vietnam vet. And all the veterans of liberty, they'll be standing up tomorrow. But it's interesting, when they stand, they're so old, they're older. We don't have young veterans too many. Mm-hmm. That's Billy Preston, y'all.
Band of the Pilgrim's Pride. Oh, Lord.
Mm. I tell you, we're victims. Not victims, because our God. Yeah, Billy. He said, let freedom ring. Back to the phone. Let me see what's going on here. Cliff?
Hey, Miss Dorothy. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be brief. Listen, these immigrants are here to stop the black-on-black crime in our community. So apparently we can't do it, so they're here to do it for us.
Thank you so much.
If that makes any sense.
I disagree with you. This man, Cliff, I get him on, but I don't know. Cliff, I don't know, baby. You need some help. I mean, I don't understand you sometimes, but hey, this is a republic, and I believe in freedom of speech. I tell you, Sam Bell.
Hello.
Yeah, Jay. Sam. Okay, Sam.
I know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, cause
turn your radio down, Sam. Turn your radio down.
Okay, sorry about that. Hello. Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, it's true. You know, freedom of speech, that day is Veterans Day. And people in the world, they should know what Veterans Day means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Veterans Day means like, you know, people war died for us. Some
mm-hmm.
people lost their leg, lost their arm, their leg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people should be blessed. You know,
yeah.
Day Veterans Day.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
how I feel. Yeah. I just think that some of our people have been food. I was looking at the program the other night, and they was calling some of our folks used for idiots. And I really
mm-hmm.
don't like that they're using them. And I don't mean all, but they take them and mobilize and organize. But we are not victims. We are victorious, and we know this is our country. And we got
mm-hmm.
we have a right to the resources. And all these folks coming up in here like they demand some, send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service, Sam.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Mhm. Jay. Turn your radio down, Jay. Turn your radio down.
My radio? I don't have a radio.
I heard feedback. Go on.
I just want, first of all, I'm a veteran myself.
Okay.
And I want to say, I know many people have lost their lives, and some people have lost body parts.
Right.
But the main thing is going through that military process,
mm-hmm.
People develop mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just wanted that to be recognized as
well. Yeah, we do have a lot. And when you know what, Jay, we got them out here need housing, needing help. In our country, the White House and the city teaming up to help the immigrants get everything they need. Well, we need to look at our veterans who are homeless, who need help. I'm meant to help them. Nobody cares. And then we just got to, y'all wouldn't fault.
And that's unfortunate that people are not concerned about veterans with stable housing.
No, they didn't stable housing to the illegal immigrants. And some of these same folks from countries that you fought. God bless you, Jay. And, you know, one cure. The Bible, I'm a Christian, basic information, before life ends, sometimes you can find your answer. No, there is a God. And, you know, stay with God, Jay. God bless you. There is a God. There is a God. Reverend Weatherspoon.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you. Mama God, today is my birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. You got the same birthday as my son. I remember
son,
that.
Son, y'all know your son's birthday on Veterans Day.
Uh-huh.
I said I'm not a veteran in the war. World War I by our own development today for fighting for our country, and they deserve double honor. Mm-hmm. They died, and we definitely got to take care of the veterans. Some of them are homeless. Some of them
but
don't have
they taking care of illegal immigrants.
I mean, just totally out. But they changed it, the sanctuary. They're voting against them now.
Now, the thing about it, why is it they was fighting so hard to keep the referendum off of the ballot that Bill was trying? Why are they fighting so hard about that? That's interesting. I don't understand why
right.
they had such a pushback.
Yeah, but the train, you know, the city, the machine's been running safer ever since I've been in Chicago. I got in Chicago in 1976, and we got the Democrats have let us down. It's true. We must tell the truth about the Democrats. One thing, the Republicans do have more. They're against abortion. They're against homosexuality. We get to deal with more.
Well,
that's
called, I don't know why black
deal with more.
Yeah. Okay, I got to go. Yeah.
I thank God.
Huh?
Tell your son I have a happy birthday. We celebrate the birthday. I'm 66 years young. I'm not tired yet.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm 21 years old.
Well, all right now. God bless you. God bless
you. Love you.
I love you too. Brianna? I love you. Okay, y'all, we're running out of time here. I'm going to get Minister Plump. Okay. Minister Plump?
Yes. Well, Yashalom and Aslam Alaikum. Happy Veterans Day. And remember the world's greatest mayor, nobody but the Honorable Mayor Harold E. Washington. And I'm a Vietnam veteran. And you are right, beloved. Yes, we can. And yes, we must be Black Power forever. Remember Dr. Webb Evans, he said, anything worth fighting for is worth having. And we must buy black, give back, give black, love black forever. And it's our time now. And Plump News Productions presents Lolita Free Peach Cobbler tomorrow at Lake Grove Village, 3515 South Cottage Grove. 2:30 to 4:30, be there and get some free preach.
Thank cover. You. Thank y'all so
yeah.
much. Thank y'all so much, y'all. Happy Veterans Day to you veterans. Happy birthday, Bimaji Tillman. And to all my children, I forgot Harmony last week and he boom. That's up. We're not victims. We're victorious. And that's what I'm trying to let you come on. Aretha's talking now. Aretha talking. Now we got the doors open at 6. The show is at 7. Show me what you got. Choose music. It's a community talent show. It's a finale, y'all, tonight. Showcasing local talent at the Harold Washington Culture Center. The winner will receive a professional produced recording session in the center. New state-of-the-art studio. Doors open at 6. Show is at 7. Choose music is doing it at the Harold Washington Culture Center. Bimaji Tillman, y'all. I'm going to try to run by there and see. Happy birthday, Bimaji Tillman. Harmony and Eboom. Aretha Franklin. And Aretha Franklin worked in the civil rights movement, so, you know, she knows. I just wanted to put a little her in there before I go out. She wasn't a victim. She was victorious. Ray Charles, y'all. I've enjoyed y'all. I've enjoyed y'all this week.
Heroes proved.
Go to church tomorrow. You know where I want to go to? House from 11 to 12. Liberty Baptist Church in Chicago. You too.
Who more than self?
Yeah, this is your country. Don't be a useful idiot and be taken out of your country that you built. You only have one passport. Most of these folks come here have two and three passports. They have other countries. They have currency in country. This is your currency, your country. You built it. You have a right to an education, economic, and everything this country has to offer. These folks are using our tax dollars for these illegal immigrants. Put them on a bus and send them home. And I want to know, what is our congressman doing about these folks? Our black caucus, what are y'all saying? What's your position in Congress? Once again, I congratulate the Black Hawks in Chicago for standing up with him. All right, y'all. Oh, beautiful. I got to go put my flag out. Y'all can do what y'all want to do, but my passport says country of origin, United States of America. And most folks who have not traveled abroad don't understand what that means. That girl that played basketball, boy, she's the first one to jump up on it. Now she's going to happen to be an American. Yeah! America! And we're allowing these local people, these union laws to kick our kids, and they're not learning, y'all. It's not good. They become useful idiots. They use them. Woo! I salute you, veterans. Jimmy, I salute you. And all my relatives around this country who've been in the service. Yeah. He wasn't no victim. Victoria. Dr. King said to live up to his dreams. Yeah, to make it better than what it is. Yeah. He's talking about God. In God we trust. Build on the foundation of God. Shall we go back? Woo! Can you behave in a country that took you in? Be foreigners. Until next week, this is Dorothy Wright Tillman saying reparations now.
In this slavery industry, is this nation's foundation of economy? What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture.